I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. If you haven't looked out your window yet, just don't. No reason. It's not nuclear winter out there or anything.
It's freaky out there. Come on.
Don't look. Oh, my God. It's so like living freaky on Mars. Oh, my God. It looks horrible. It's so scary. Okay, it's time for the news, everyone. I'm sure this won't be scary at all.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone helped us remodel our kitchen, and we've been trapped indoors with it ever since. And thankfully, it got done in time and looks incredible. If you are in a situation where you're going to be doing a remodel, look up All Natural Stone. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Or online at allnaturalstone.com. I also follow them on Instagram, which you can do, and they post all kinds of really great ideas that you may want to incorporate in your next kitchen remodel, bathroom, backyard, barbecue, whatever it is. They've got, there are showrooms for all the good stuff. You're going to love it. All right. So here's what's happening. Yes, it looks crazy outside with this weird amber haze. How would you describe that? Yes?
Amber haze sounds really exactly like what it looks like. It's just this gross brownish orange tinged with pink. Ugh. It's awful. It looks like a dead salmon. Yuck.
Yeah, it is. It's weird outside right now. So, you know, I don't know what to say about that. Okay, so Labor Day just passed, everyone. And it's the end of summer. And for us here in Santa Cruz County, we're sort of stoked because that means a lot less people will be headed our way on a daily basis. So, and actually, Santa Clara and Santa Cruz counties have moved into less restrictive tier on the colored chart in terms of coronavirus hospitalizations and testing positivity rates. They've declined in many areas, and so they'll start to loosen some restrictions if these counties can continue to stay in the, I think they've moved from purple to red. So that may mean there's more indoor businesses can open up, which includes, I guess, hair cutting and all the
nail salon.
And then it's possible we could even see schools start to open up in the next few weeks. So that'll be an interesting thing. I don't know how that's going to go. The red tier allows more businesses like gyms to begin to operate indoors. And so we'll see. I know that... I've been following very closely my buddy's daughter who is going to college. She started her school and she's there. She's living in Arizona on campus. And the latest story he told me was, yeah, she made the sorority she wanted, her first choice. And I'm like, so they're having parties.
Of course they are.
To have these parties in order to... What?
They have like rush parties or...
And then, of course, Labor Day weekend, the parties probably happen like crazy all over the place. So, you know, one of the events that made the news when it happened, and now it's making the news for a different reason, was the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, which happens in South Dakota. It happened last month, and they're now saying that was a super spreader event. More than 250,000 cases have been tied to the event. And they say that this could lead to a $12 billion public health cost. Thanks to everyone saying, I do what I want. I do what I want. I am going with no mask to party for weeks. And it's now unreal. That's what we'll be dealing with thanks to that mentality.
Boy, that's
And that's not to just place that on the people who like motorcycles. It's happening in colleges as well.
Sure.
So we'll see how things go and also we'll see how things go now that Labor Day has passed. Was that another big spike event or were people careful? We'll see. Something I wanted to mention, because we've seen a lot of companies and a lot of places that have been out of business or changed the way they operate because of COVID. A zoo in Tacoma, Washington has started doing personalized videos for kids called Animal Shoutouts. Obviously, zoos that haven't been able to open are looking for ways to make money. And a $50 donation gets you a 30-second clip where a zookeeper says hello or happy birthday while an animal does a trick for you.
Oh.
You can choose from 11 animals, including a walrus, sloth, seal, penguin, and a parrot, including others. But that's one way they're trying to figure out how to make some money.
They got to feed those animals. That can't be cheap.
Right. So I kind of like it. I mean, I know that I'm not usually stoked that when they, you know, get animals to do tricks, because that's not their thing. Animals sort of do that because they've been fed.
They've been tricked into it.
But
which zoo is doing this?
Tacoma, Washington.
Okay. Is that, SF Zoo, I hope they, it's very expensive to run a zoo. You need to sell tickets to it. Not just that every animal needs to be fed, but every cage needs to be clean. Every animal needs to be cared for.
Right.
I haven't even thought about zoos.
Right. So the Oakland Zoo made the news saying, we aren't going to be able to do this. And this was, I don't know, weeks ago. So... obviously donations are important, and I thought that was a smart way to make a few bucks. So maybe we'll see more of that. I'm not sure. Another thing that can be considered an event that people have a hard time avoiding are birthdays. It's hard to see your little kid and they're excited, and yet, sorry, we can't have people over. So what do people do? They have people over.
Yeah.
Apparently, according to science, they analyzed different songs people sing, and Happy Birthday is a spitter. That's a spitter. That's a COVID
a lot
song
of
peas right there, everybody. Yeah.
Bees.
Yep.
Two.
Mm-hmm. So
that's
and of
a lot
course,
of spit.
You know, blowing out the candles, spreading that your wind all over the cake. That's another
here's your
way
COVID
to
cake slice.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so consider not having that birthday party because the song alone.
Sure. Consider
is a
it.
Spreader.
Anyway.
Oh, this is great news out of Omaha.
Omaha. Somewhere in the middle of America. Right to the heart of matter.
Wait for it. It matters more. I think you better turn your ticket in. Get your money back at the door.
Dreamweaver Foundation, a group in Omaha.
Dreamweaver, okay, I'm with you. Dreamweaver in Omaha.
Dreamweaver Foundation normally helps seniors with their bucket list stuff, crazy things like hot air balloon rides, but they've pivoted as COVID-19 hit, and they've used their budget to give 300 Facebook portals to nursing homes in Nebraska and Iowa. Now people can video chat with their friends and family from the old folks' home. The portals do work good for that, although...
Yeah, you guys have one and you like it.
I liked it until I started getting calls from my 2-year-old on it because it's put in a place where she can reach it. And so she can call your phone. So it'll come up as my wife And then it's one of the kids. Yeah. So
what you doing? You gonna be home soon? What do you want to do with me?
Oh, what do I want to do with you? Anyway, so that's kind of neat, right? This group in Omaha called the Dreamweaver Foundation is doing great work for seniors. Congratulations.
Omaha. There we go. Somewhere in Middle America.
Right to the heart of matters.
So the heart that matters more. So good.
Great job, Bryn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the assist.
It's so fun watching him on Zoom go, it registers. Uh-oh, he just said Omaha. And then he just turns and there's a whole... God. That's our clip of the day right there, Bryn.
My mic's off to you. If it was on, you'd hear me go, oh, oh!
Right.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. We watched you get whiplash. We didn't get to hear it, but we saw it.
Oh,
hey, great news, Sarah. I don't know this location. It's actually been an unfortunate reality in downtown San Francisco that a lot of shops have had to close.
Yeah,
I don't think this one ever even opened. It's a property known as 6x6. I guess it was built to be a mall right there on Market Street and never was occupied.
Oh.
So it was like they're calling this... it's a 250,000 square foot mall at 945 Market Street on 6th Street. So I know that spot, but I don't know this empty building. But IKEA is going to take over it and build a giant mall right off of one of their big stores.
Oh.
So it's shocking. It's kind of shocking news as retail has really had a hard time, especially on Market Street where there's a lot of issues. I mean, there's definitely homeless issues and crime problems.
Oh, look at
and,
that.
This could be great news. Let's cross our fingers. They're going to spend millions to put an IKEA and more. I guess you'll be able to go there and get lunch, Sarah. If we ever go back to the building, that is. And you know,
I'll be able to go down there and get my meatballs and my Swedish meatballs, mashed potatoes with lingonberry sauce. Sure.
Right.
I really do
enjoy that. Anyway, I was like racking my brain. Like, I don't know that empty building. But there it is. And IKEA's going to take it over and do its own thing there. In fact, they mentioned right here that IKEA will probably have a restaurant. You know, they already sell food in their stores.
That's
so
delicious.
Wow. All right.
So so this whole thing, it's 250,000 square feet and they'll take over like half of it and the rest of it will be a mall, or they're just going to take the whole thing?
I don't know exactly how they're going to break it down. They don't really have that. But I think the news in general is incredible for San Francisco as more people are leaving. Here's IKEA coming in with big money, and they're taking over a big empty building. So it fills a gaping hole in Market Street's, you know, sort of, retail front, if you will. So we'll see how that goes.
Good luck to them. It's actually nice to hear that someone's moving. It is a gigantic corporation, obviously. I'm sure they were fit to survive this whole thing. They've got a pretty good online presence, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sad for small retailers who are just getting squished out all over. And
it says IKEA will occupy about 70,000 square feet of the 250,000 square feet mall.
Oh, okay. And then the rest of it. Well, look, with an IKEA right there, that's a good bet for lots of smaller shops.
Yeah,
right?
If you are looking for foot traffic, that's a place that brings it.
Right.
No question. And if you've ever been in that store, you're just like, wow, this place is never not packed.
Always.
I've never been to the IKEA in Palo Alto when it's empty. It's just never happened. Anyway, how about a couple fast facts, everyone?
I love fast facts.
Until kale became trendy in the last decade, the biggest buyer of kale in the United States was Pizza Hut.
Oh, gonna say some zoo.
They don't feed it to people, though. They used it as decoration in their salad bars.
Oh, funny. Right, because they're big old tough leaves. That's mm-hmm. hilarious.
Huh. Kale.
Pizza I like Hut. Kale. Kale's good.
Who knew?
Nobody. No one knew.
Violent crime rates in the United States have fallen 50% since their high in the early 1990s.
Really? That's very surprising. I feel like we hear about it more than ever, but that's because of the advent of social media.
Right. Hostess made potato chips with orange, cherry, and grape flavors in the 1970s, but they failed miserably.
Yeah, people.
I don't remember those. Do you?
No, not at all.
Yeah. But that was I bought my own food, though, so.
Yeah.
The 70s is when what mom brought home is what I ate.
Right.
Or where they took me is where I ate. Mm-hmm. So.
Not making a whole lot. Maybe you would have gone for the grape Lay's potato chips.
Maybe. I do try stuff.
Yeah.
Superman lives in Metropolis, which everyone assumes is New York City, right?
Yeah.
Just like Gotham. Yes. All right. So anyway, according to a former DC Comics editor, though, it's actually in Delaware.
Oh.
Delaware. Is where Metropolis. And yeah. Who knew?
Huh. Is it? Well, okay. I'll buy that. It is a fake place. You can tell me where your fake place is anytime you want.
Right. Former presidents get free postage for life.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
I don't know if
they're so upset that they're screwing over the post office.
I don't know if. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Oh,
that's
and by
good.
The way,
you know, you could ship all your Christmas presents, no problem.
I mentioned
the rest
this
of us hundreds of bucks.
I mentioned this first break, just a re-mention real quick, and then I'll leave it for a couple weeks. But we are less than 2 months away from voting. If you haven't registered, you should probably consider that.
Please do.
We just vote for anyone you want,
but
please
vote.
Right. All right, so that's all. Let me see if I got a few texts I can do. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Ooh. Is the looking glass not working? How can I see you guys? This crazy orange sky is so crazy this morning. I need some friendly faces since I can't venture out. Napa is horrific last 2 days.
We're not in the studio. We do Zoom all morning, and I know that Bryn records it, so sometimes there's clips of it up, but we're very rarely do we do like an Instagram Live or anything with this. I suppose
Nicole, do you have an update on that looking glass? I know people have been there working
no.
on it.
No, I don't. There's just a laptop in there now with the screen open. So, no. And everything's up and working, but...
Something's in the works,
we're not sure.
All right.
They can take our Zoom feed and put it right up there.
Right.
Or they'll just have a cam of Nicole all day. That'd be fun.
That'd be totally
just
fun.
Just sitting here.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Nicole wants some followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
What are you, Nicole underscore DeJesus?
Yeah.
DeJesus?
Yeah, maybe...
It's like Jesus with no S at the end.
Maybe I can take one of the cameras from behind me and zoom in to my iPad.
Oh, there you go.
We'll figure it out. I don't know.
Yeah. Make that work.
Let's see here. IKEA needs parking. Otherwise, customers can't buy furniture. What's the plan on... What's their plan on Market Street? Any idea? There's so much parking, you guys. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Parking
no
is
worries.
Everywhere in the Bay
yeah,
Area.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, San Francisco. It's going to be easy.
Duh. Everywhere you look, there's some place to pull your car in.
Right.
Maybe they have like 6 floors of underground parking or something in there.
Oh, sure. I'm sure they do. Yeah,
I'm sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they? Of course. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
coming up, we've got the song of the summer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Summer's over. Here's the song. After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.